I'm joined by Liam Horton of Slieneagh Careers. Liam, looking at primary school teacher interviews, what kind of questions might they be asked?
Well, first of all, I suppose no teaching candidate, no more than any other candidate, can be guaranteed what kind of questions are going to come up. And our approach, by and large, is to prepare for the interview on the basis that there are certain things the interviewer must know about you, about your experience and all of that, rather than just anticipating questions. If you prepare properly, you'll handle all the questions. If you've got all your experience down and all the other things down in terms of your written preparation to get yourself right beforehand, you should handle most questions. However, questions that we find are generally asked from surveying teachers we work with, introductory questions at the start, something like, tell us a little bit about yourself, or talk us through your CV or application form. What inspired you to become a teacher? What has attracted you to this school? People going for interview should always look upon questions as an opportunity to sell themselves into the job, from the very first word of the interview to the very last. That's what you should be trying to do, trying to really promote your candidature. So when you're asked to tell them a little bit about yourself, you talk about things that might let them see you as somebody of value to their school. So, for example, if you're the leader of your local choir, or you're the manager of your local football team, or you've played rugby at a high level, these are very useful attributes in a school environment. They may not be on the job spec, they may not be able to insist that you do these, but if you're willing to contribute in an extracurricular way to areas like that, you should tell them about that in the early part of the interview. So don't be wasting time telling them about stuff that doesn't really relate to the job that you're trying to get. What inspired you to become a teacher? What attracted you to this school? Again, you talk about the things you're interested in, you know, tutoring young people, getting the best out of them, promoting a learning environment, the chance to work in an extracurricular way to develop young people. All of those things are things you might get into the start. Sometimes people deem the introductory part of the interview to be a little bit of throat clearing before the real stuff starts. In our view, the real stuff starts the minute you walk in the door.
And then what kind of questions might arise in terms of teaching experience?
Well, here, if you have teaching experience, you could be asked things like, do you carry out short-term or long-term planning? What approaches do you deploy? Maybe outline an example of a lesson you planned and thought that you were very happy with. How would you handle multi-grade classroom in terms of every child learning at an appropriate pace? And at this stage, they're getting deeper into the meat of the whole teaching environment. And you must have your examples ready. You must talk about the planning you use, the planning you do, how you use it, what you know, how you retain your classroom, your class plans, things you use in the classroom, how you retain them on an ongoing basis so you can use again next year, and that you can modify and use next year. So you must be talking at a very real level here. In many interviews, people stay far too abstract. We would argue, always try and get concrete during your interview. Give real examples rather than just aspirational, abstract examples.
Right, Liam, are there specifics in terms of ICT?
Yeah, ICT is one that comes up, we find, almost invariably in teacher interviews. Information Communications Technology, to give it its full title, it's a growing area within schools. Teachers coming out, newly qualified teachers, tend to have quite a lot of ICT experience built up, though not exclusively so. Some teachers of older generations have it as well. What I would say about talking about ICT in the classroom, you should know what the current situation is in that school. Are they a school who use ICT? If they are, you should talk it up. If not, be careful you don't make the interview panel feel bad that they're not. So learn what way the school are going on that. But if it's something you're interested in and are accomplished at, and it's something that they're keen on, by all means talk about the various programs you use, like Storyboard or Playmation, or the various other devices you can use, using PowerPoint for your class programs or your class plans as well. Anything you use in an ICT sense, I would talk it up then. But the caveat is, know what way the school is on this. If they're not looking for an ICT specialist, there's no real need for you to present yourself as an ICT specialist. That doesn't mean you deny you are one, but you don't major on it in the interview.
Thank you. What about questions on behaviour management?
Yes, these come up as far as we can ascertain from teachers who go through the interviews for teacher jobs. What approaches and systems did you apply in the classroom, in terms of rewarding good behaviour? At what point you might be invited to suggest, what point you draw in the principal, perhaps, where your remit starts and finishes, following the school protocol on that as well. That's an area that you must know quite a bit about as well. And again, be concrete. If you can give an example, don't just talk about it as an abstract kind of a thing. And that's a word I've used a few times here. You must be concrete. You must talk about the one time that I did this, or I have found that this works in one particular instance. This is what I did. That's all very, very important. And there are other things as well, which we will deal with in a subsequent audio. So that's it for now. Thank you very much for dealing with those. And hopefully teachers will find them of use.